presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business. January 21, 1037 America, New York, at Davos, European distress over a Made in America law. The U.S. Inflation Reduction Act stirred talk of a trade war, but also proposals for a similar EU initiative to stimulate green investment. Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany, right, said at the World Economic Forum that the local content requirements in a U.S.
global economy.
January 21, 9 o'clock America, New York, investors contradict Fed officials on U.S. interest rate reversal. Futures markets bet central bank will abandon pledges to stay the course on monetary policy.
New York Times Business.
January 21, 7:06 America, New York, who wants to live forever? Countries and companies are facing an aging crisis, and experts say policymakers and business leaders need to rethink how they deal with older workers. Aging workers of the world unite.
Global economy.
January 21, 7 o'clock America, New York. Euro regains ground against dollar as global economic outlook improves. Falling gas prices and easing fears of a deep, continent-wide recession in 2023 have brightened prospects for Europe.
Marginal revolution.
January 21, 4:24 America, New York, protecting against nuclear war. Several design changes could be made to the decision-making process to make it safer, according to CERF. The first would be to remove the 15-minute response time, which forces a U.S. president to launch on warning.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 21, 1:54 America, New York, should we become entangled with our adversaries? David Beckworth has a very interesting interview with Paul Tucker, a former governor of the Bank of England. Tucker has a new book on international affairs, and had this to say.
Marginal revolution.
January 21, 049 America, New York, is the NHS the UK's biggest problem? UK ambulances took an average of 1 hour an AMP, 32 minutes to respond to heart attacks and AMP, strokes last month. 5x higher than target, double the average in November.
New York Times Business.
January 21, 044 America, New York, Justice Department investigating Abbott infant formula plant. Abbott shut down production at the plant last year amid shocking sanitation lapses, touching off a disruptive infant supply formula shortage. The Abbott Nutrition baby formula plant in Sturgis, Mich., last year.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 21, 00 America, New York, the offshore oil business is gushing again. Rigs that haven't been used in years are setting out to sea as demand for energy surges. Everyone started drilling again.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 21, 00 America, New York, new display tech is coming from Apple, Google, Meta and others. Our phones, tablets, laptops, smartwatches, automobiles and smart glasses are about to get a longer battery life, better visibility in daylight and thinner, more flexible designs.
Daily FX Market News.
January 20, 2045 America, New York, what leads dollar and S&P 500 to stop flirting with volatility and break congestion? A week of potential that never come to fruition has come to a close. Risk assets led by the S&P 500 broke off from the immediate pressure of a full bullish reversal while the prevailing winds of a dollar breakdown died down on the other side of key technical progress.
BBC News Business.
January 20, 2035 America, New York, unemployment. Who are the millions of Britons not working? The unemployment rate is close to its lowest point since the 1970s, but millions aren't working.
BBC News Business.
January 20, 1809 America, New York, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes attempted to flee U.S., prosecutors claim. According to a new court filing, the 38-year-old bought a one-way ticket to Mexico last January.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 20, 1806 America, New York. Abbott under criminal investigation over baby formula. Federal prosecutors are probing conduct at Abbott's baby formula plant in Michigan, which the company temporarily shut down last year after a potentially deadly bacteria was found.
BBC News Business.
January 20th. 1741 America, New York. Stagecoach co-founder Dame Anne Gloag charged with human trafficking offenses. The Stagecoach co-founder, Her husband and two members of her family strongly deny the allegations.
Global economy.
January 20, 1700 America, New York. Ghosts of former delegates haunt Davos cocktail parties. Past attendees are dead, disappeared, or in disgrace. What accounts for this run of ill fortune?
Marginal revolution.
January 20, 1208 America, New York. Friday assorted links. 1. U.S. will lower the fee for renouncing U.S. citizenship. 2. Why does the AEA want to bureaucratize science? 3. Predicting and preventing gun violence in Chicago.
Daily FX Market News.
January 20, 10 o'clock America, New York. Bitcoin, BTC, flirts with $21,000 while ETH, USD dips below $1,600. Bitcoin and Ethereum have snapped back after 2 weeks of gains, pushing BTC and ETH to key psychological levels of support and resistance.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 20, 9:56 America, New York. Hashtag read with me. Power without knowledge 5. Ideational heterogeneity. Jeffrey Friedman spends a significant amount of time and power without knowledge concerned with the epistemic complexity of society. But what does he mean when he says society is epistemically complex, and what factors make this the case?
Daily FX Market News.
January 20, 8:30 America, New York. Crude oil holds gains on hopes for China demand rebound. Crude oil prices have shrugged off news of a large U.S. stock build as the market remains China-focused.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 20, 8 o'clock America, New York. Privatize the skies. Within transport was the Canadian government's air navigation system, which cost the feds $200 million in annual subsidies. In 1996, partly to save money and partly to improve air navigation, the feds sold the system to a private nonprofit company called Nav Canada.